And I do believe that you would attract your kind, quote unquote. Whether that kind is kind, or whether that kind is just a reflection of your brokenness or your background or stuff, like, you attract that, right?
What's up, everybody, and welcome back to
Woman Being.
No laughing. Drink it.
This is for the season.
I said it. Bimmy.
I'm sorry.
Drink it.
Not sorry.
Anyway.
What if some people just come to the podcast just to hear us laugh? And they log out just after.
I beg, please, if you don't do that. It's not working. It's not working for our algorithm. I beg.
Oh my God.
I beg. We promise you we'll laugh throughout the episode. Just keep listening. We'll give you different laughs. But wow. Anyway, thank you guys for tuning in once again to the Woman Being podcast. We promise you guys that the next time we come here, we're going to have a catchphrase for our podcast. But we failed on that assignment. Can I get a woof-woof?
proud failures.
Proud failures. He says the Bible says the righteous fall 7 times.
But they get up.
Preach it, sister.
I think they get up 8 times.
They get up 8. Don't understand. Don't worry. You cannot stay following.
Let's wait to the 8th.
Let's promise you guys for 7 episodes. So
just stick with us. On the 8th one, you hear the catchphrase. Stick with us.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, so we're going to start this episode with a smile segment.
It's the big smile on your face every time you're about to...
Because I always read like the first paragraph and I'm like, I never want to read it to the end because I don't want to predict what I'm going to say. I want it to be very, very in the moment.
Yeah. You know?
So, whenever I read the first...
oh my God.
All right. So, this one goes like this. It says, my boyfriend hates to take pictures and also hates it when you upload his picture on any social media. My friends think maybe he's hiding something because they think it is only guys that cheat that behave that way. Although he has never given me any reason to suspect him. He doesn't lock his phone. He loves to stay at home, but only goes out if he wants to get something important. He doesn't have any friend that visits him apart from me. He works from home. All he wants to do all day is watch basketball and eat suya, then cuddle me. Please,
are they staying together?
Is this something, obviously, because he's saying stay at home. Okay. Yeah. Please, sir. Is this something to worry about?
If you ask me.
Now who I go ask? The matter where... Okay, you know me, watch me a song.
You go carry on, go another level. Let me see. You know, I always say, once you start to worry about something.
Yeah.
Right, where it becomes a... I need help from this media to answer this question.
Because my head is blown.
Yeah. It means that there's something there.
Yeah.
You know, it's beyond just what your friends say anymore.
Yeah.
That you now need...
You don't have peace.
Yeah. You now need Mark Zuckerberg to help
you. And Elon Musk. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that once you get to the point where you now need all of these people in space...
Yeah.
To make a decision for you, right? Yeah. But whatever you're asking for, just believe the answer that your heart is. Honestly, if the worry is based on what her friends are saying,
yeah,
and if her friends are saying this not because her boyfriend doesn't take pictures,
yeah,
and not because her boyfriend hates to be on social media, because there are people who actually don't like pictures,
yeah,
and there are people who do not want to be on social media,
yeah,
for whatever reason or trauma, whatever it is, that they just don't, it just doesn't appeal to them,
yeah,
or maybe because of the job that they do, security reasons why,
yeah,
you know, all of that.
Yeah.
There's so many valid, legit reasons why people don't want to be on social,
yeah,
media. So, I mean, if you, to be honest, at this point, if you give me a choice, I'd rather not even be online. I'd rather not have my...
I forgot we're talking to one of those people.
So that's why I said, you know, I'd rather just have like moments and memories and not have like me,
yeah,
you know. But, and this is me like how many years ago, very pro social media, you know, I wanted my face to be there and all, yeah, like that. So people have legit reasons. But I think...
Like the person could also be a ghost, you understand? And they are scared that their former family...
I said, we're going to laugh from this podcast.
Like once he posted, his mom said, "He's not Julius. Julius may die last year.
That accident." Have you heard some of those ridiculous stories?
I've never seen it in real life, but I've heard it too frequently. Like, and there's always somebody across the world. The person will come from Brazil and say, "Oh, I found my brother in Nigeria. He died 2 years ago." I'm like, maybe your brother was just sick of your family and your bullshit. The guy moved.
His spirit moved and took another body.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Okay.
All right, seriously.
Seriously.
Back to...
Yeah. Okay. Actually, we're going to answer this babe's question.
I think we should.
So, okay, let me.
Yeah, I was saying that he might be just a private person.
Yeah, he might be genuinely a private person for whatever reason. But I think that what I would question is if your friends are saying that just because of that, right?
Yeah.
They may just be projecting their own experiences or other people's gists,
yeah,
or social media gists, you know, that fear or that, I've heard this kind of thing before. This is how it turned out.
Exactly.
They may just be projecting that into you. Mm-hmm. But if they're asking because of another reason that is not just solely this,
yeah,
right, then that's something to worry about, right? That's something to give a thought to.
Yeah, but her, I just went back to her dilemma. Yeah. She said, he has never given me any other reason to suspect him.
Yeah. If, see, in this life, let me just tell you, if you're looking for something,
yeah,
you will find it. See, truth of the matter is, if you're not looking for something and something is right in front of you, if you decide that you are not going to see it, you are not going to see it.
Facts.
That's the truth.
Facts.
So if he hasn't given you any reasons to, and all of this dilemma is based off of what your friends have said, maybe check the kind of friends that you have as well.
Facts. I don't think they're happy for Golden Girl. Golden Girl has a man that stays at home.
check. For me, is weigh these things out. I get your dilemma. If somebody hasn't given you reasons to doubt their character, you don't want to start imputing your own reasons on them. But if your friends genuinely are wondering, you know, doesn't take pictures, maybe he's cheating. My dear, even if he takes 1,000 pictures,
you still feel
it. And he's an influencer. If he wants to, I'm so, ouch, sorry. I just hit my heart.
I'm so sorry.
Babe. But yeah, if he wants to cheat with 1,000,000 pictures all over the web, that before you even type the second letter of his name, his pictures.
Just call the video by his name. Because he gave her assurance and then gave another woman belly.
I'm not on this podcast with this bitch. I'm just speaking. It's me and a black microphone right now. Okay, so I'm not sure. But yeah,
your man will kill you and ask you why you're dying.
Because I don't expect you to die. You're just being killed.
No, girl. I actually can't breathe.
But that's my thought. I'd say if someone hasn't given you a reason to doubt their character, be at peace.
Yeah.
Except your gut. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that sixth sense.
If your sixth sense is telling you something, then there's something there. And if you're a Christian, you can pray about it and say, you know what, God, I want you to reveal, open my eyes to see.
Yeah.
Right? If there's not, then my dear, rest. Rest. Rest with your man at home. Kondo.
Do you know that when I was...
What are you going to say?
As I was reading this dilemma right now, I was like, should we exchange boyfriends? Because her boyfriend literally sounds so unproblematic.
Yeah.
He doesn't lock his phone. He's always at home. Like, he works from home. All he does is watch basketball, eat suya, and cuddle her.
You know the crazy thing?
That's the peace of mind that women are praying for.
Yeah, and that's the thing that women don't... Sometimes we don't understand.
Yeah.
Because there's so many stories out there.
Yeah.
You start to doubt that there's actually a guy who just likes the simple life of no complication.
Thank you.
I just want me, my woman, my sport, and my work.
Literally.
Like you actually start to doubt. And it's because we like to create problems where they're not.
We like problems always.
Like
we're not a preacher or lover of peace.
Especially guys who are, I don't know, but I mean, from my own experience or from... Yeah, for my own, I can only speak from my experience or what I know. Guys who are sport addicts, quote unquote, who have a sport that they love, I tell you, they would just rather spend their time enjoying
what they like.
What they like. Especially for people who are not extroverted, who are not trying to get energy from being around other people.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They would just rather.
Not that you said that, it screams to me that this guy is just like a proper introvert.
Yeah.
Which is why I said that the one that's going to instruct my response is he doesn't like to take pictures. If he's somebody that he actually likes pictures, he loves that attention, you know, he loves the whole glamour of it. But when you want to post, he's like, no.
Yeah, you get.
That would be a red flag.
Babe,
you, but she's literally said he doesn't like pictures. Like, he seems like a kind of person that just doesn't want to be in the middle of anybody's attention, whether it's social media, whether it's somebody putting a camera in his face.
Yeah.
He just doesn't want to go out.
He just wants,
like, just a proper introvert.
Is he a middle child? Because
yeah, middle children are usually
screaming middle
like
child.
That. Like, just keep me where no pressure, no stress.
You know, like, I feel like you should even, I mean, it's your boyfriend, so you know. Check out what his background is like. What kind of home he grew up in.
Yeah.
What was his attachment or his relationship like with his siblings and his parents? Those are things that can inform you your decision.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's doing too much. She has answered her own dilemma, because she said he's never given me any reason to suspect him. Yeah. I think sis has just found a really good man that doesn't have issues. And what has happened is people that she respects and loves, her friends, have planted this seed of distrust in her towards her man. And she just needs to find a way to either actually even explore it, like in a conversation with him, and say, hey, babe, why is it that you don't like pictures or whatever? Or she needs to say, babe, I do feel a bit, all of these things I always say, it's communication. I do feel a bit weird or insecure. Like, I know you're not cheating on me. You've never given me any reason to suspect you. But it's just whenever I want to post a picture of you and you get, if it makes me scared that maybe there might be something, and just hear him out. And trust your man. You sound like you have a very... I agree with you, women, we look for problems.
Honestly.
Because you sound like you have a very unproblematic man. Like, he doesn't give you stress. He just wants to eat, watch basketball, and cuddle you. And I think, baby, you should just embrace that.
Enjoy
it. It's rare. It is rare.
Enjoy it. You see, the truth is, if your man was cheating, I don't think that... This is how your friends
that would even tell you. Yeah, you would know.
I don't think.
You would know deep down. But let's take a minute to talk about this idea of if a man does not post you or if a man doesn't allow you post him, there's an issue there. I feel like there are some like red flags from that. It depends. It depends very much on the scenario. I don't think this scenario will qualify as one.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking of a scenario where, like, for instance, like, this man has a proper social media presence.
Yeah.
He's very much like comfortable with posting his pictures online. Yeah. But he never posts any picture of you. You're like 2 years in now and he has never posted a picture of you on his story, on his, let's not even say permanent post, like just on his story that in 4 hours to come down.
Yeah.
On his close friends, he has not posted you anywhere. Like, and there's levels to that, because a man could be introducing you to his family, to his friends, and not post you because his family and his friends know you're temporary, but the bitches in his DM don't. So there's just like different variations of where I think a woman can now get, like, you know, suspicious. But it's like you said to me, Sha, the moment your man is stepping out and he's doing something, as a woman, I feel like there would be a slight, you know,
you get a hint.
You get a slight hint.
Yeah, you get a hint. Like, you might decide to ignore it, but you get a hint. As regards what you just said, right? These things can be dicey.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to lie. These things...
Yeah, there's no perfect scenario, actually. I was trying to think of, like, a scenario that everyone would be like, ah, they're nigga cheating.
It can,
but
it
there's
can,
no perfect
it
scenario.
It can really be dicey.
Yeah.
People can be public with every other thing, but
apart
what...
from what matters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for different reasons.
Yeah.
Honestly, for different reasons. I don't think that there's a... Because this person wasn't public with this, and this is how it ended or how it looked, is how... this one's action too is going to end or look like.
Yeah.
Because people choose what they want to be private about.
Yeah.
People choose what they want to be public. And then people also choose what they find important.
Enough
to even be concerned about to start with.
Yeah.
Because
I'm loving my girlfriend and I'm showing up as the best boyfriend I can be.
Like,
the issue in our relationship cannot be that I'm not posting her picture.
Yeah. And I think that this might be a bit controversial. I think that sometimes too, people are not really concerned. I mean, your man really, or your woman, might not necessarily be concerned about the other people that you think that they should be concerned about. Because to a large extent, they sort of like know where they stand. Mm. So if you like let all the flies perch, right? They know that.
They will dust the flies and get to the air.
For you, you're like, why are you not pushing off this fly? They're like, well, I'm not going to eat the fly. What's my business? Like,
if the fly wants to be there, let it perch.
Yeah, do you understand? Because they are sort of like secured in... knowing what they, who they have, what they value, who they want, and that's it, right?
Yeah.
for them, they don't see that. Maybe you can, if you are the on the other end and you feel like that's a concern for you. Yeah. That's why I say people need to talk to people that they should be talking to.
Yeah, just communicate. That's what I was even going to end it on. Like, just communicate to your man, like, and tell him, why are you not posting me?
Yeah.
Let him be the one to give voice to the reason.
And if
whether or not you coming up with the reason in your head.
And if you're not comfortable with the reason, still say.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable with that reason. Post me.
Yeah.
Just today, let me know that this reason is...
You can't even, I mean, if it's that important to you,
yeah,
right? And if you are lucky enough, rather, if you're in a good place with somebody who is willing to actually listen to you,
yeah,
and meet your need, regardless of how, you know, flimsy to them it sounds like, yeah, right? They'll do it.
I agree.
If she be that old to make you sleep at least, we'll stop having this issue. Yeah. What's your finest picture?
Is this your problem? Where you bring your picture? Bring your picture. Where do you want me? Do you want it on Facebook? Not on Twitter.
Let me put it there.
Yeah.
You know,
I agree with you.
We should stop. I don't know.
Speaking personally, I don't mind posting my partner. I really don't. I'm just generally like that. Yeah. I will post someone I don't know. I'll post someone I know. I'll post the sky moving. I'll post my teeth. I'll post the inside of my nostrils where I have a boil.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, as long as it's on my close friends and it's with people that I trust, with my information and with my day-to-day, I will post my man. I don't care.
Let me see.
But I don't think I would mind if I was with a partner that didn't.
Mm.
Because it's not really what my priority is in a relationship. Yeah. A man could post you and be treating you like shit.
Do you know, honestly, have we got into our topic for today?
We've not got into our topic.
Okay. Let me. Thank you for here. I shall we'll end this.
Say that thought that came to you.
I was going to say, sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Some of the external validations that we are looking for is a sign that there's something internal that's missing.
Ooh.
Sometimes.
Mommy, you have this part.
Sometimes. I'm not saying that those things are not great and valid, right? But a lot of times, if something doesn't fill you up enough,
you look for
something else that can fill that up.
Yes, ma'am.
Because if, this is a disclaimer. I don't know.
We don't do disclaimer on this podcast. We said what we said.
No. I don't know about anyone else. I don't know about anyone else.
Yeah.
But I'd say that from observation, a lot of times when you're looking for something else,
yeah,
it's a sign that something much more inside,
because I'm really thinking about it. If you feel secure in a relationship and you know that your man is yours,
honestly, if
what's a post going to change,
except of course you're someone who is not secure, certain things are evident, right? It's evident. If I'm secure in that if I need their attention, they will stop anything just to listen. There's a security that love feels perfect love casts out fear. Now there's Jesus. A security that it feels
me there.
There's that security that if that cup is full, you won't be looking for like an external drink, like, oh, I need something else to fill up this thirst, right? If that cup is full, a lot of times I feel like that cup is not full. That's why you need that
extra level of validation. Yeah. Like, post me so that I know that that's it's real.
Because you can post me and it might not be real. In short, a lot of times, that's not what defines realness.
You can
post me out of, my baby's fine and I want to show her off.
Yeah.
You can post me out of, ooh, let me...
this is my flavor of the week.
Do you understand? You can post me out of, I really love this picture, right? You can see a very fine picture of a celebrity that is not even somebody that you pay for their gate fee to go to their show, but you just saw this picture, you're like, fam, this is
nice. And like Lai's birthday picture. I posted Lai's birthday picture. I was like, oh, Lai is looking.
Do you understand? Yeah. You can post me for whatever reason, but I feel like what we need that to make up for is what we should be concerned about. Like,
why is it such a big deal to me?
Right? What is it that's not...
What is it that's lacking?
Exactly, what's lacking?
That I need this to feel.
Yeah. Why is it big? Is it a big deal to you because other people are doing it, and so you're like, why is my partner not doing it, right? Or is it really a big deal to you because something is lacking, and that's that validation that you should be addressing?
Drop the mic, please. Drop the mic. Man. Let's just close the podcast. There's nothing else, you know, to be said. I think the only thing that honestly, you're a wise woman. I love hearing you talk.
Oh,
but I think the only thing that I would draw as like a balance to that is like secrecy. Yeah. There's a level of secrecy. And I always say to women when they are dating, I'm like, date publicly. That doesn't mean post on social media, but get to meet their friends.
Yeah.
Get to meet the people who are closest to them, the people who make up their inner circle, and let those people validate who they are.
Mm-hmm.
If you really want to see a person's true essence, see them around their friends.
Yeah.
All the way they are acting to you, they are doing gung-gung. When you see them around their friends, you see that there are either some things they're trying to mute.
Yeah.
You understand? Or there's like another side of them that comes out, you know? So date publicly in the sense that don't let him keep you a secret.
True.
You can't be the only two people that know that you're dating. That's it.
I agree.
But I completely agree with you that social media is not, that's not the seal of authenticity in your relationship. Daddy,
before social media, should be our parents were married.
No, just put in newspaper then.
Guys, stop.
Chilling with Bae. This woman is the woman of my dreams. Page 6. Relationship column. Now single. No.
I think that we...
We prize certain things that are literally useless.
And
we,
I understand that generations differ, right?
Yeah.
For women, generations also differ. Yeah. And, you know, there's orientation coming here and there. But I think that in the end, right, as women, we should really ask ourselves, what is important to you?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. What is really important to you as a woman? What are the things that you need? Right? Would I pick someone who I know that is supportive?
Yeah.
Right? Who at my beck and call, right? They would
drop everything.
Drop anything and everything if I need them, right? Would I pick that over someone who is loud about me?
Yeah. But no actions to back it up.
I mean,
and then you can have both.
I was just going to say, if I have both, would I be happier?
Yeah.
Would I be more satisfied?
Yeah. At this point, I think, we've done just, this is the first manual that we are proper. Like,
I think
usually we just don't know what to say because the story is always so mad. But I think we've done proper justice.
So much to unpack.
Like, babe, you don't sound like you have a dilemma. You're fine. Just talk to your man about how you're feeling.
Yeah.
And you guys both seem to love each other a lot, and you figure out a way through.
May I have questions of how you are your boyfriend's house?
That's a conversation for another day, you know?
It is not like you put a tenor.
I thought we're all together on this. Okay, don't move into a man's house until you're married.
I thought there was that proper contract.
Now, people are moving fast these days. Odogress.
I have questions though, but all right.
Anyway, that's the question she asked us. So moving on to our topic for today after 30 minutes.
Maybe I'm just jealous of her.
We use 30 minutes to talk about this babe's non-dilemma.
That's a whole
podcast episode.
Yeah.
Should we end it here?
I think we should.
All right. Bye guys. Moving on to our topic today, I think this topic is not one that we're going to spend a lot of time on. We're just trying to understand how women think, and why it is that we do the things that we do. Because we talk a lot on this podcast about, you know thyself,
because.
Come on, baby, let's have it.
My favorite tagline.
That's Osses. If we are not saying we're not doing a podcast together, they ask me, what's Osses' tagline? What's the word she lives by?
Man,
no thyself, no because. Because she doesn't only preach it, she does it. Osses reflects on herself a lot. Period. But anyway, we talk a lot about it. Oh, so we like God. To, me, myself, this is something I really enjoy. Picking back or peeling back situations to understand the thought processes behind and why it is that women make the decisions that they do.
I love your thought
So process, a concept yeah. that really we wanted to explore today is self-exceptionalizing. I can't say the word. Self-exceptionalism. Right. That's the word. Self-exceptionalism.
I really feel bad for people listening to this podcast.
Right?
They don't get the opportunity to see your face. You're so pretty when you're dressed. You're so pretty.
Me, we are nowhere weak.
But I'm in. I get to have the pleasure of just watching
you, my dear. You are a feast to behold. Kizzies.
Oh God.
We're taking too much
girl.
Time.
I'm sorry. It's been a while. I haven't seen you in a while. That's where the problem is.
Why so unserious? Okay. Right. Self-exceptionalism. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to read the Google definition. So self-exceptionalism is the perception or belief that an individual is unusual or extraordinary. It carries the implication, whether or not specified, that the referent is superior in some way. So in normal English that everybody can understand,
yeah,
it's just an individual that feels like, oh, my case is different, you know.
But your case is different, though, in Jesus' name.
You see, that thing might have stemmed from Christianity, you know.
Let's unravel it
because it might have stemmed from Christianity, you know, but we're now abusing it, you know. Yeah. But yeah, so my studies have shown, let me put on glasses for this.
Tell the researcher.
My studies have shown that women, actually more than men,
mm-hmm.
we have a way of ignoring patterns, yeah. like patterns of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my issue with that. It's not like I'm against giving people second chances, or I don't think people can change, even if I think it's a very, very hard procedure for a person to decide for themselves, like, I want to change, I want to reinvent. It's a difficult position. It takes a lot of, you know, intentionalism and hard work to change patterns of behavior that have already followed you into your 20s and your 30s. I don't think it's impossible. I know it's hard. But it's this idea that without any proof of change, without this man showing you that he has decided to turn a new leaf, without him giving you evidence of personal deep work, you know, without any discernment whatsoever on your part that this man is willing to change, you just think that based on the fact that he's with you now,
it's gonna be different.
It's just this belief that based on the fact that you are with me now, you are here now, automatically, something is going to shift to your psyche because I'm the woman who brings the best out of you. Mm-hmm. Without a man showing you or even telling you that he's willing to change, like, mm-hmm. just because he's with me, like, I'm better than the other girls he's been with, I'm richer mm-hmm. than them, I'm more successful than they are.
Mm-hmm.
He knows what he has.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that because of that, he's going to act a different way. So I want to peel back this thought process and understand, first of all, where it's even coming from in the first yeah. place, because it doesn't seem like men seem to have this self-exceptionalism rule when it comes to dating. A man is very much concerned about your past. As much as a lot of them say, oh, we're mature, we don't care about your body count, we don't care about what you did before, whether you used to be a stripper, I don't really care. You know, it's a very small percentage of men who are willing to overlook that,
yeah.
you know, who are willing to overlook those patterns of behavior and say, regardless, I think you're a woman that's, you know, decent. I think you're going to make a good mother for my children
mm-hmm.
and go ahead and just take that step with you and wife you. Whereas women are willing to accept anything, like just anything. It doesn't matter what the man did, what he just did last 2 months. We don't really care. He has changed.
Must have been hard for you to keep the time frame.
It was so hard. I struggled. I fought with all my might and all my power.
Oh, man. Okay.
Yeah, so where do you think, like, that comes from? Or do you even agree in the first place that women do that? Yeah.
You know what we talked about? This thing where you say if you're searching for something, you find it.
Yeah.
And if you decide not to search for something, and even if it's right in front of you, yeah. and you say you don't want to see it, you will not see it. Yeah. You know, if you come out,
come out, throw it.
If you come out, I do agree with you.
Yeah.
Right. And maybe because we interact with women a lot, or we hear about stories of women a lot. So yeah. I think also research is also because women are more willing to share
yeah.
than men are. So you yeah. most likely get more data from women than you get from men.
Yeah.
There is that. There is that because you see patterns a whole lot. Or rather, you hear stories of people who jump into things even when there's a pattern that has been shown over time.
Yeah.
And they are outside and you're looking in and you're like,
does she see in here?
Yeah. Is she not? Isn't she all right? Is this? But if you
not, is she all right? Touch her neck. She don't catch fever.
You know, there's all of that. There's those questions that you begin to ask yourself when you're outside. But where it comes from, me, I think it's different layers. So,
yeah.
I think it's one, your person, yeah. right? There's the stories behind what you attract. I know there's a lot of philosophy or a lot of... I call it philosophy because we all don't really know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people have discovered here and there that there's something in your background
yeah.
or something in your experience or something or ways that you perceive yourself, right, that attracts certain things to you. And I do believe that you would attract your kind, quote unquote. Whether that kind is kind, or whether that kind is just a reflection of your brokenness or your background or stuff, like, you attract that. So I do agree that there's that thing where you're like, my case is different. This person beats this person. If it's me, will not beat me. Because for some reason, the way he treats you, like, it's an egg.
Different, yeah.
While he might not do that,
yeah.
My number one question is, if you put him in the same situation where he was when he did that, will he do it again? Right? Because for me, there are certain lines that when you cross, it's just a matter of time. And that's because we're all human beings and we're flawed. So if you say that person is usually very angry,
yeah,
and you say, maybe because that other person they were with was sharp-mouthed, she was hot-headed. I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You're the one that's calm-headed, right?
Yeah.
But there's one day life will hit you. Fire will enter your bum-bum. Fire will come out of your mouth too. The question then is, would that person say, because this person is not hot-headed,
yeah,
and this is just a one case, let me not
react in my normal way.
That's another thing. Because then the question is, it's not really so much about the other person. I know we say, certain people would provoke a character. But the question is, a lot of times,
you can't provoke what did not exist.
Do you understand? If I have a tendency to be violent and you put me in a situation where I express,
I can show my tendency,
it means that there is something. I think it's just a case of women are moved by what they hear, how they are being touched, right? Women are also moved sometimes, not by any of these things, but by what they want at that time. Because
it's hit for tat.
Yeah. Like sometimes if for example, a woman is at that place where she's desperate to find a man,
yeah,
regardless of how that man presents, once he gives the slightest attention,
Let's go.
Right. And that's because we're emotional beings, right? So there's that. What do I feel? There's always a, with women, it's always,
go with your heart, not your head.
It's always a, what do I feel?
Go with your heart.
Even if somebody touches you, other people, if you touch them, they may feel slap. You feel a stroke caress. Of love.
You feel the caress, a soft feminine touch.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
So it's, and I like that you even said, we're appealing now because,
yes, I really wanted us to explore the thought process because
of women,
men actually feel like, no, let me
finish. I don't think
we can
even speak. I don't even think we can speak for men.
Yeah, but from my conversations with men, because I always want to know when a man says something like, I will never date a woman that has a baby daddy.
Yeah.
Or he says something like, if a woman used to do OnlyFans, I would never date her. I always want to explore those conversations because I want to know why. And it's this idea of, why would I be with a woman that has done that when I can find a woman who is single?
So there's options.
There's the idea of options, you know, which I think is one of the reasons that I'm going to touch on. The first reason is what I completely agree with what you said. That's it for that thing. Hit the nail on the head. Because we have what we want in our view, the red flags look pink.
Color changes.
Honestly, like I say pattern of behavior. Honestly, yes. Then, big flag, small bitty way bitter. You don't get it.
It's no longer
this man
flag.
Is ready to wear. He's ready to marry me. Send my sisters to school. Build a house for my parents. You know, he's willing to actually bring me into his life and give me what I want. And I am 39, going on 40.
Fam,
it's a pink flag to me.
It's not even the flag anymore. It's just a piece of clothing.
Wait, flag. And I completely agree with that. But one I can speak of in my personal experience when I started like self-introspecting and I started asking myself, why am I going for bad guys? Why am I going for the men that I know deep down are not right for me? I know that there's no future here. You know, why am I going for the man that makes me feel insecure, where I'm not sure about the relationship? He's telling me, let's just figure it out on the way. You know, a man that doesn't make things clear. When me, deep down, I want safety, I want security, I want peace. Yeah. You know, why am I going? And I realized that, I didn't realize it's a lie. When I was in therapy, I was going to lie. Like I was going to lie and not realize it. Sorry. I was in therapy and we were exploring the idea of unresolved patterns and yeah. how we date people who are similar to people who were our caregivers.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of my relationship with one of my parents where I was growing up was uncertainty. Like, I wasn't, because yeah. I didn't have, like, presence and intimacy with that particular parent. I wasn't, yeah. so that's just a repeated cycle I was going through, you yeah. know. So sometimes it's that. And you don't realize that you're in a toxic situation. Somebody from the outside, like, I love what you said in the beginning, that we on the outside that we're looking in, we're thinking, oh, this is really bad for you. You need to get out. But you that you're on the inside, you're like, ah, he loves me because that's how my daddy loved me. Right. That's how my mama loved me. Yeah. And for you, it's not really a problem because yeah. you're receiving love the way you're used to. You're comfortable in it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's just unresolved trauma. And there was something that you said again that I literally had to jot down because it pointed to me like the discrepancy between men and women.
Mm-hmm.
I think women generally, just because the way we were conditioned, the way that we're told that you should be fat, you should be slim, you should be tall, you should be short, yeah. you should be light skinned, you should be, it gives us a lot of self-esteem issues.
Yeah.
And then there's this new wave of men don't scarce, so as in men don't scarce. Anywhere where you are, find.
Just carry on.
Just hold on. Even if it's terrible, even if it's not good enough for you, even if you feel like a woman could feel like, I have an A1 personality.
Yeah.
I'm a nurturer. I'm funny. I'm smart. I'm beautiful. I'm hot, you know. And when you see that woman on television or in newspaper and you see the man that's beside her, you're like, huh?
How is this one?
How? Like, you say, okay, maybe he's not good looking. Maybe he's funny. Then you hear him talk, you're like, huh?
Yeah.
Then you say, okay, maybe he's not funny. Maybe he's rich. Then you see his bank up, you're like, huh? And all the boxes that you feel like as the outsider should be ticked are yeah. not being ticked. But for her, because she doesn't see herself the way you see her.
Yeah.
She's carrying
oof, that's
real self-esteem issue. I'm unlovable. Ouch. I am unworthy. I'm not beautiful.
I feel like
I'm
at this point, kind. We should just have a deliverance service.
For women, right? I see in you a spirit of lack of self-esteem. Lose.
Because just
love. Yes. Girl. A lot of women have that yeah. dysmorphia. And I'm speaking to myself as well. Many people look at me and they say, oh, Pearl, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're this. When I look in the mirror, I don't see beautiful and smart. Well, I'm seeing now because they do positive affirmation. But prior to now,
yeah.
I looked in the mirror and I saw an insecure girl craving for her father's love. Yeah. I saw a broken woman. I saw a woman who had dirty, dirty secrets,
yeah.
you know, which I felt like tainted me and reduced my value. I did not see what other people were seeing in me. Talk more of what God sees in me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so that journey of self-esteem is not all women that are so introspective that they know what's going on. They just think, if I leave this man
mm-hmm.
and I go back to the market, I will not find another one like this.
Mm-hmm.
I will not find somebody that will love me the way that this man loves me.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that we're having this conversation because mm-hmm. I know that there's a lot of women listening that relate, you know, to that space of, I know I can do better. So yeah. why am I not willing to leave this relationship? And find better. It's almost like once you find a man that's even willing to commit to you, you've struck gold.
Yeah.
Like you've actually struggled. So let me just stay here. Let me just stay here where I know it's safe. Yeah, he has bad characters, but the devil I know, you know, and it's this idea of not only scarcity of men, but scarcity of good men,
mm-hmm.
scarcity of a man who will love you the way you want to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
You start thinking, are my standards crazy?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, at 25, I wanted tall, dark, handsome, mm-hmm. smart, God-fearing, a kind, supportive, you know, tolerant. At 29, it became tall. It doesn't need to be dark. I like light-skinned men too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, then your standards start to reduce because you've equated your self-esteem to your age or you've equated your self-esteem to your size. You're a bit fatter now. Your standards are reducing. It's all of these things that we don't see. There's an internal conversation with that woman between mm-hmm. her and her inner critic. We don't see it. We just see the presentations, which is who she decides to settle with and yoke herself with for life. And we're like, oh, where is that coming from, babes? You can do much better than, you know, what you have. So the next question I'm going to ask you, because
I'm enjoying listening to you. I used to ask me questions.
I literally had to hold myself back because time don't go. But it's just, you yeah. know, we always talk about what the issue is and peeling back the thought. But mm-hmm. then we can also say something that literally helps ladies break the cycle, because I was telling us before we started this podcast that my burden for women really is in relationship and dating.
Yeah.
And I see a lot of situations where women have their potentials breached. or just, completely just because extinguished. Of the presence that they are with. Yes, because when a man knows, the man recognizes in you what you don't recognize in yourself.
Yeah.
He knows you can do better than him.
Yeah.
He knows you're a shining star. And he managed to get you, so he would dim that light.
Because he knows. Thank he knows you. That if he
doesn't, lets you fly, yeah. you will find better than him.
And there are situations where women have met men,
yeah.
and their lives have just
skyrocketed.
Yeah, it's like they rule the world now just by who they
spend
their lives.
It's a big decision.
Yeah,
it really is a big decision.
So, I mean, back to your question. Yeah, I think that. I'll piggyback from something that you mentioned about standards and how that changes. While that is fine, I think the real question is, what are the standards that we set for ourselves? So is when we say, oh, below my standard, below, the question is that standard your standard?
Thank you. Or is it imputed?
Is that standard?
Oh, that's another episode.
Is that standard?
If we start that one, because
is it your standard?
Babe, let me just say something. I've spoken to a lot of women who are married, and to me, I will rate them as having successful marriages because they're thriving, they're happy, you know, or at least they present to be. I've never heard a woman say, you know what made my marriage work? He's so tall and dark.
And it's the standard that he met.
And handsome. And you know, that's what I want. I wanted a tall, dark, handsome man. And I got a tall, dark, handsome man. And our marriage is just like, I never hear that, you know? I never Same hear here. That.
I've not. In fact, some of the best marriages I've heard about is always me that I was looking for A.
I actually it's not got B.
Do you understand? So the question is, what's your standard based on? What scale is that standard hanging on?
Ooh.
Yeah. Because if it's not hanging on anything, breeze can blow it, it can fall any which way.
Oh, wow.
Right. Because as you grow, you begin to get more informed as to what you really need, right? And who you really want. In you know, all of that can change.
Yeah.
But then the real question is, we still go back to this my mantra of, are we getting to know ourselves?
Know thyself.
Because in knowing yourself is not just that whole I'm self-aware. Is really the issue of, why do I want what I want, right? And it's fine if you don't figure that out fully, right? If you give yourself time to begin to unravel. In short, sometimes that I want what I want, but they change as
Facts.
Life they go.
Facts.
So there is that, why do I want what I want, right? Do I want this because this other person has it? Do I want this because I missed this in my childhood?
Mm.
Do I want this because at this place where I think my life is headed towards?
Mm.
Right? I remember I used to be very close with someone and we would sit and talk. He's married now, one of my very good friends. And one of the things that we used to talk about as fear of being with someone forever is, can this person handle where I'm headed to?
Ooh.
So it wasn't even about, can you feel
can
up
you
what,
take me the way I am?
Or it was even a, if we're going to be with this person forever, can they handle where you don't even know where you're headed to? That's another thing. Because you can think you're headed to Japan, but you can be going to Afghanistan. But for whatever it is that you feel like that purpose or that burden is, can this person handle it? Can this person support it? Right. So those are some of the things that, you know, we used to talk about then. But in terms of like how women can begin to, for me, is rethink some of these our thought processes, is to really just ask ourselves the truth. What's the truth? Right. Versus what am I believing as the truth? You know, I remember that I was going to be with somebody and the only thing that was a red flag for me, every other thing was super, like pampering 101. Psh. But the only thing that was a red flag for me was, if I cannot get a full truth from you, you're giving me half truth, it means that I don't have all the colors to paint this canvas with.
Thank you.
And for me, that was a
deal breaker.
Hell no. Like, even if the truth is a big, fat, terrible hole, at least let me know how much of sand I'm going to pour inside to fill it up now, right? Not the one that you don't tell me. So the thing is, are we open enough to accept what the truth is? If you decide that, you know what, even with this truth, despite, I want to be with this person, right? It's fine. See, it's your decision, it's your life. Nobody can make that decision for you in this life. But as a woman is, yes, we're very emotional. First of all, accept the truth that you're an emotional being. That half of the times in the month, you're probably not even making decisions rationally. Just first of all, accept that truth first. that a lot of days in that month is your hormones craving, dealing with things, making it, and those decisions are not even just relationship wise, even in normal interactions, business wise, finance wise, what you buy and what you don't buy. Accept that truth. Another truth you need to accept is who you are, where you're coming from, right? And who you want to be, or who you want to be, and which person you want standing beside, or lording over that, or heading over that person, right? Because in the end, I mean, you're partnering with someone, and that person is going to lead, right? So, is who do you want beside you, right? Who do you really want beside you? What's informing that decision? Is it something that I missed out when I was a child? Because there's so many things I see happening in my life right now, and so many things I'm seeing. I'm like, oh shit, is it because my parents didn't do this? Is it because, oh, I wish I had this? Is it because I don't have this? You know, is it because I had, you know, there's all of those questions, right? And there's always that point where I think there was a day that both of us were arguing, where you're telling me about how pretty I am. I'm like, no, I don't see myself that pretty.
Yeah.
It's not like I don't see myself that I'm fine.
It's, yeah. The way you were describing it,
I'm like, guy, I don't see myself that, you know. So,
yeah.
So, and don't get me wrong, I do think that I'm pretty, you know. I know, not even think. I find like that.
You reach like that.
I know, I'm not fine. And maybe it's also because I had an image, or I have an image of what pretty looks like, you know, and I felt like I wasn't up to, it's just like what you said, I wasn't up to that image yet.
Yeah.
So for me, if I'm not in that image yet, and that adds to what you were saying, where there's an image of what it is you want who it is that you are, that you're seeing of yourself, and there's who it is that other people see you as, which is why sometimes when you see some couples, it doesn't match up. Okay. This person, they're supposed to be there.
You give this woman juju. You juju me this.
And it's the same way too for men, that you see them with some women, you're like,
from where to where?
You understand? Like, how, where, when, what, if, you know. So I think that in just doing that is first accepting the truth of your being a woman and how you make your decisions, and then knowing where you're coming from. And these are things I'm just telling myself. It's not like I know. You know, but I'm questioning, okay, why am I making this decision? You know, why am I with this person? You know, what am I doing? You know, there's all of those questions that you need to keep asking yourself. You know, there's all of those check and balances. And if you see patterns, somebody has shown you, may I always say, somebody shows you there, believe it. Like, I believe in all the multiple chances you can give people in this life. Yeah. But those chances...
But let them show you.
My own is, even if I give you chances multiple, that multiple chances cannot be in the same spot where I gave you the first chance. Just...
Where is the progress in the last chance?
See, if I gave you first chance in point A, I will give you multiple chances, but it's not in that point A. Oh. If you're taking another point B, but in that point A,
very sound.
You have missed that point.
That's A. Very sound.
So, just knowing why you want what you want, right? And accepting the truth of people. If somebody has a pattern, it's recognizing that there's even a pattern
in the first place.
Like,
it's now the problem with self-exceptionalism with that, because literally absolve that person of their pattern, and you're like, oh no, it's just because he was with those women, he's with me now.
And not to say that cannot be true. If I'm being honest with you,
it's not true. Nobody can change because of who they are with.
I'm not saying that they can change. I'm not saying that there are certain people or environment that cannot bring out certain characters from people, right? There's some friends that you're with that you are like your freest, and there's some friends you're, quote unquote, friends that you're with that guy you just maintain. It, because those people bring out different things. So there is that. But I think more important is, what was this person's role in that scene? Like, how do I put it now? If somebody says, oh, this person is very quarrelsome, they can be reactive, they can be active. So there are people who don't start the quarrel, they are at peace. But if you bring it close to them, so it's what's this person's role in that scene? That's where you begin to draw, you know, their patterns from. Like, okay, if they did this for this in this, and they did this again in this, you know, whether it's showing the same expression, but it's, you know, you can begin to draw those patterns like that, and then you now begin to question what is making them act that way, right? Because in all your findings, not, you know, it's not enough to just know what the patterns are. It's to get to the root source of why do they act this way? You know, if this person is violent, where's that violence coming from? It's not like you're trying to find out to help because you can't.
You're nobody's therapist.
Not anybody's here. I'm not your therapist. It's just so that in the end, when you want to make your decision, you're making an informed decision. Because sometimes if we say just no patterns, you can know patterns and still go and say, but and gloss it up. But if you don't know further, you know, you feel like, ignorance is bliss. I'd rather not know than, So it's even so that when you want to say, okay, regardless of this pattern, I'm staying, you can now begin to know how you want to manage that thing that you decided to stick your life with, you know. So get in, like, be truthful, be courageous enough, maybe that's the word, to accept that that's a pattern. But be courageous enough to just say, okay, this is a pattern, and if I want to stick with this, there's a probability that this will there's a likelihood because it's a pattern. And if I feel like I'm not comfortable with it and this person's willing to change, then I'm okay with waiting for them or seeing them through that process and say, okay, let me. And like you said, I think you said, was it on the podcast or when we're talking, where you're like, change is evident now. Yes. You can't say, I'm changing. I will see if you are changing. I will see
if you're changing.
Or if you're not. It's not you that will tell me that you're changing.
You say you don't change clothes from black to white, but the thing still not the show. I
mean. It will wait till the clothes color change. So there's that. I feel like I've said so much.
Yeah, I mean, because it's a lot to unpack. I think, starting with even the thought process, you hit the nail right on the head. It's not even enough to know your standards in dating. When you're trying to date intentionally, it's not enough to know your standards. You must know why you have those standards. Because a lot of things that we think we want in a relationship, when we get it, it doesn't... You'll be craving jollof rice, you eat the jollof rice, be like, ew, are you sure it's not fried rice? I want it. When you get it, like, because you need to know the why that you have, there must be a deep desire that a relationship is meant to fulfill. And if that relationship is not fulfilling that desire, baby girl, what are you doing? What's that, brother? Ew, what's that? You need to be able to, like, X. Another thing that I was just going to touch on is this idea that women have of this saving mentality. Mm-hmm. You know, there's this, he's been this way because when we start to see the pattern, there's this when we start to see the pattern, okay, so we've analyzed this guy now. He has a pattern of being unfaithful in his relationships. He's been honest enough to voice it out to you. Mm-hmm. Oh, in my past relationship, you know, I cheated and that's why she left me. And now we've seen this pattern play out in his past 2-3 relationships. We've recognized as a pattern. And then he says, you know, I'm trying to, like, really do better. My next question is how?
Thank you.
I think somebody gave me dating advice 2 years ago and it's completely changed my perspective, because he told me, this is why as women you should have guy friends. He told me, said, treat your relationship life like a business. I know you're emotional, you know, but do it early on. What are your first date questions? My first date question is make me run, because I need to understand what your toxic traits are. Why did the last lady leave you? How long have you been single? What did you use that single period to do? Did you work on yourself? Were you introspective? If somebody's going to say, what are the three terrible things you did in your past relationship that it ended, how did you play a role in your past relationship ending? If you can't answer those questions, you're not ready to date. Treat your relationship life like a business. Go to the board, examine this employee and make sure he's ready for the role he's about to undertake. When you go and look for a job outside, the kind of questions they'll be asked, some people have asked you for your birth certificate. I'm like, what is my? But it's because they need to ensure that the role they're trying to fill, the person who is sitting in that role, is one who ticks at least 90% of the boxes. Mm. There are many things the job hirer can look over. Like, okay, they're looking for somebody with 8 years experience. You don't have 8 years, but you have shown proficiency in other areas. And they're like, oh, we'll bring you on board. That is literally how we need to do it earlier on. The problem is women, we've gone far. Some of us have even had sex. Let's call it what it is. You've had sex with the man. He has massacred your public parts. How do you want to think straight? No. Tell me how you want to think straight. These are all the steps that if I was to advise my younger self, and now I'm even taking on this advice, I'm growing older and dating, There are many mistakes I made because I was a young woman. But the more you age and the more you seek wisdom, you realize that these access passes we give to men who have not even shown a willingness to fulfill the role. Some men don't even show the willingness. So they just said hi to you. You have pictured them as a husband with two children. They've not even shown you willingness to commit, willingness to prioritize you. Mm-hmm. Nothing. You're going off of nothing. Some women are moved by what they hear. Some women don't even hear anything. They just have this idea in their mind. Like, and he ticks all their boxes. Boom. They've built a life for him. We need to protect ourselves. Men do it. I promise you, men do this. They're talking to a woman. They're already like, oh, this one is just snacks. Oh, no, this one is wifey material. This one is girlfriend material. Like,
I say the thing that no matter how... sorry to cut you.
No, but I was even done. I was done.
You said something about decency in the first question.
Yeah.
And I know my older brother's cousin told me something one time and it sticks, which is, no matter how a man goes, right? Yeah. He would still settle for a woman who is decent.
Facts.
I mean, with a few exceptions, but... They have, there's a standard, you know.
Yeah.
And that's because they want to be with someone that they can trust.
Yeah.
Right. I want to know that I leave my home.
Yeah.
And that woman is not missing, quote unquote. So for women, I think that a lot of times the standard is provision.
Yeah.
Right. Or security.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe,
status. There's so many things.
Yeah. So it's almost like other things just fall on, I mean, are lesser.
And that's for me, I feel the like way that's we are fine.
Being reproved. And that's if, the way we've been
programmed as well. That's fine if you've been introspective and you've said, this is my standard. I don't care if man cheats.
Yeah.
I don't care if he beats me. As long as he provides. As long as you know your why.
Yeah. Thank you.
As long as you know your why.
To say, that you're if going it's in, for status. Yeah, like, if you know that that's your
that's
why,
what you're
okay.
going in for.
Then fine.
But if you're a woman really trying to date to like love and like get a partner that you can build with and have that loving relationship with, then we really need to be intentional about the questions we're asking. And we really need to ensure that these men put in the work to enjoy I know that there's the issue of it doesn't deserve. But I feel like even when it comes to friendships, it's not every friend you tell about what you're going through. It's not every friend that you let into your intimate circle. So why are we so willing to do that with the opposite gender? This man has not proven that he's trustworthy. He's not proven he's reliable. He's not even proven that he cares about you. He just shown some interest in you, whether it's physically, sexually, I don't know. He's shown some interest in you and you're giving him you're giving him VIP access, backstage access, free pass, and a year's subscription on your vagina. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I was just about to say that. Why am I hearing everything you're saying picturally?
No, but really, you know, we set the standard and the bar so low that we allow people who are not worthy of us. And take away the worthy of us, we allow people who don't care about us access to some of our most intimate, I'm trying to find out what to call it, so that it's not dirty. But we allow them so intimately into our lives and then we are hurt. Because like I said, whether you like it or not, we are emotional beings.
Honestly, we may try from now to tomorrow too.
And we take on useless trauma and that trauma will still affect your future dating choices. Our mumu know too much. Our mumu know too much.
Honestly, I think that, you know, it's to keep learning. And back to the topic, right? Which is... just thinking that in Nigerian palace, my case is different.
It's different, yeah.
Yes, you. Amen. Your case is different, though. Your case is different is your case.
Thank you.
Is
not what the is, man's, not the man's
is what
behavior.
Is your case? Before is different is because something has to compare with another thing.
Thank you,
to
ma'am.
Be different,
thank
right?
You, ma'am. Thank
so
you, ma'am.
I think first is, what is your case? If you identify what your case is,
then you cannot be different.
Then you cannot. I know this is actually very serious, but just know that we are serious.
Yeah, we are. We actually are.
You know, just know what your case is.
Yeah.
And then don't live in delusion,
thank
right?
You.
Where you're just thinking.
Thank you.
You know, And he will change. You touched on that.
I will change him.
I will save him. That whole saving mentality.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you? Jesus, if you're a Christian, you know that Jesus died.
For the whole world.
And the whole world is not still saved.
What percentage of the world is saved?
So let me just tell you the honest truth.
And you're not even willing to die, let's be honest.
Right. You will not even shed your blood. You will not even suffer an affliction, an injury, but yet you think you can save a whole human being that Jesus. ODD Jesus.
Come on now.
Who died for? Are you now bigger than the Lord?
Yeah. He said my sacrifice is more than the Lord.
No, my dear. So I'll say that, you know, trash that I'll mentality. Save somebody. Yeah. There's only one savior. Yeah. You know. And that savior saved, but people are still not saved. You know, we're still praying for people to be saved.
Facts.
So even you gone need saving. If you think that you can save somebody, you actually it's an indication that you need to be saved. Facts. If you actually think that you can save someone, right? Can you help
the pride in that statement as well?
Yeah, you need saving from that. Do you think that you can encourage somebody? Yes, you can.
Of course.
Do you think that you can help someone
support someone in their journey of change?
Of course. Yes. But iron will sharpen iron, not bluntness sharpening iron.
Ooh.
You cannot save anyone. If nobody has told you, you cannot save anyone.
Thank you very much.
That's my
mommy. Thank you. I actually have so much more to say on this topic, but I think that's a good place to end it. You really can't save anyone. And I would just like to advise every woman out there to, especially if you're not married, if you're married, I'm sorry, dear.
Are you all right?
This conversation is not for you.
It's your face for me. Like,
if you're married, not in love, for real.
At least that's saving.
That's my personal belief, because then you just have to work with the man in the marriage. Yeah. Like, but if you're still dating, I mean, you have a much better chance to proper weigh out the men that, you know, we're allowing into our lives. Like, do you know how much you're bringing to the table as a woman? Like, let the man at least meet you at par. You know, let that man, let, like Ose said, let it be a situation where you wake up next to a man and you feel, oh my God, what did I do to deserve this kind of love?
Amen.
Some of us are getting below par treatments from mid men. Ah, no, please, Mok. No.
You allowed Pearl to speak language.
Mok, please, that's, let's not do that, this, Mok.
This is more serious than I thought.
It's serious.
It's the passion on your face. Like, I just want to keep going. Just look at you talk.
Facts. I always say that this is my burden, because I always, like, whenever I see a woman going into a relationship where I can just see, I'm a woman of discernment. I joke a lot and I play a lot, but my spiritual discernment is really on point. That's why men cannot use less me, because before you do it, my spirit's already ringing. Y'all with a bastard. Because my discernment is crazy. When I see a woman who I know can do so much better, settling, that's the word.
Yeah.
It just breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. You know, I love to see women in relationships where they are thriving, where they are happy, and you can just see that glowy skin. You know, there's some things you can't hide.
There's man glow.
You understand? Like, it's, you can't. Even man is not perfect. Nobody's saying Dangerous Wilson is perfect, but I've never seen Ciara so beautiful. I've never seen her so beautiful. Mm. Like, she's literally glowing. Her children are happy. There's just, there's an aura that a woman gets when she's getting loved in the way that she should. And I want that for each and every woman listening to Woman Being.
I want that for you. I want that for me.
For me. And I want that for my enemies.
Right, because...
Because I'm not a real hater.
Because even if you're my enemy and you're a woman, you're still a woman.
I want it for you, sis. I want
it for you.
Anyway, so that brings us to the end of this episode.
In very long episode.
I really enjoyed talking about it without mentioning certain names.
I'm super... Like, on this episode, I just want to give glory to God.
Hallelujah.
And I want to commend Pearl.
Yes.
For sticking... Like, we made a pact. Self-restraint. I'm very proud of you.
Come on, baby. Let me
this is what we're talking about. After self-control.
This, after this, I'll see you in the other room. So I can have it.
I love you.
I know.
I'm so proud.
I know. I love you too.
Such a grown girl.
Yeah,
it's a grown woman. Pardon me.
When people think I can't top the bar, I top it again. A woman.
And you smash the bar.
Come on. Pow. Pow.
Oh my God, it's been such an interesting.
It really has. I didn't even know we'll have this much to say on this topic.
It's actually so much to say, actually.
Because we actually didn't say anything that we said before the podcast on the actual podcast.
Yeah. And I was thinking that when we start recording,
we have said it all.
Actually, we haven't, because even for me, this even just makes me go back again to introspect and ask myself questions. And I think that that's what I enjoy most about our discussions is when you are actually very wise, Belle.
So are you, my sis.
So it's just like, wait, am I?
No, but see, they talk, it's the same me, Seth, and they jot them down because my brain, I just remember things. So like, as you're saying it,
am I really making, that's why sometimes when you're talking and I'm just lost, because I'm really just, you know, asking myself questions. Like,
am I living my best?
Yeah. Am I sure I'm making the right decisions? You know, am I really, you know, do I really know what it is I'm doing?
I'm lucky to have a wise friend like you. I'm lucky.
Same here.
Blessed, actually.
I'm blessed.
Yeah, I don't believe in luck. I'm blessed. Thank you, Jesus, for a friend like us.
Thank you, Jesus, for giving me a friend.
Paul is going to be singing this today.
That's true.
All right,
guys.
Bye, guys. Bye. We love you. See you in the next one.